Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, and happy Sunday. I hope this message finds you and your family safe, finds you optimistic, finds you strong, finds you also grateful for your opportunities in life, where you are in your life. I know that this has been a big week, a hard week. This has been one of those weeks where it's just like, it's going to take longer now. We're going to be locked down more. There's going to be more shutdowns. But there's also hopeful that there's going to be new openings, that as we've all known from the very beginning, that at some point life will return. We will get to be able to go out back there. So Sunday, today, let's just be grateful that if you're getting to watch us, that you're here with me, guys, let's be thankful that we're alive. Let's be energized and grateful and appreciative for our breath, for our life right now. Let's do that. And together today, let's do something very simple for you. Let's just recalibrate where you're at right now. Let me give you a little bit of that coaching if I can. It's my job, my career anyway. And so maybe I can help you with that. Let me help you kind of lock in a few ideas by doing a quick spot check on your life and a quick spot check on what you really want in these coming weeks and months. Because guess what? Things are going to be okay. This too will pass. Yes, it's been very, very, very difficult. We've had so many loved ones and so many important people and so many people in our lives in this community who've been sick, who've lost a loved one, who's lost a job, whose business is closed down. from the very beginning of this series that I've called Striving in Chaos, it's been hard. It's been difficult. It's been a struggle. But also, I've watched so many of you showing up and adopting that role model mindset, showing up, caring for other people, showing up, like working on yourself right now, showing up and being great for your family and patient and even optimistic, holding a good space for other people through this crisis. I've watched you guys do that, and I deeply admire it and I respect it. And I'm thankful for it, frankly, because you've inspired me too. So in this session of Striving in Chaos, what I want to do is do a quick spot check on four areas of your life. And listen, if you've missed any of these Striving in Chaos sessions with me, please make sure you smash that link in my Instagram bio to go over my podcast and listen to them. Because I've already been told that three of those podcasts are the best podcasts I've done my entire life. And I hope you listen to them on the Brendan Show podcast. They're all called Striving in Chaos. Every day since this shutdown started, and actually 2 weeks before that, I've been with you all creating content and helping you strive through this, helping you figure out how do I work through this, deal with the overwhelm and the fear and the frustration and the fatigue and the uncertainty and fear of it all. And you all have done a good job. And you know what? It's Sunday, so give yourselves a little bit of credit. Would you do that? You made it through another week. So did you find something to be even more grateful for? You made it through another week. How'd you do? Where'd you show up? How'd you do in the major areas of your life with your family, your relationships, and others? Did you do okay? Oh, sorry about that. I just totally blew out my background. How'd you do? You got to like assess yourself to see how you really did. And also, listen, no matter what you did this last week, this next week coming up, it's a fresh one, baby. It's a chance to re-energize and to restart once more. So with all that, let's spot check yourself. Let's spot check four areas of your life right now. And here's what I'd like you to do. Since I'm doing this today live and it's Sunday, make sure you do some journaling today. And people are always like, well, what should I journal on? Let me give you four categories to journal on today. And I'd like you to journal in these areas. You can write these four areas down real fast. Journal in these areas for both how you've been the last 2 weeks and how you want to be the rest of the year. How you've been the last 2 weeks, how you want to be the rest of this year. Four categories. Let's work through it. Your number one category I want you to journal about is your emotions. Your emotions. How have you been feeling the last 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks? How have you really felt? I want you to just write it down. Just journal about it. If you're not a person who's ever journaled before, start. There's no question in positive psychology research that by journaling, not only do you feel better, but you gain greater self-awareness that helps you become more adaptive, more happy, and better connected with other people, right? The more you're aware and the more that you're deeply thoughtful about your life, obviously the better choices you're going to make too. So if you've always been a person, I don't journal, today you begin, at least once a week, at least on Sunday. At least once a week, at least on Sunday. Many of you know, I journal every day in my high-performance planner. I journal in the morning for my morning prompts. I journal about all the activities I'm going to do that day, so I get my mind intentional and like focus on delivering with excellence. And I journal in the evening to capture my learnings, to capture what I learned about myself, what I'm appreciative of, and to score myself on my high-performance habits. So that's my high-performance planner. If you don't have a high-performance planner, you should get one. They're back on Amazon, fully stocked. All colors. Okay, so your emotions. Let's get back in that category. I want you to journal about your emotions over these last 2 weeks, but then in an aspirational way, what are the emotions you want to feel this next month? What are the emotions you want to feel the rest of this year? See, I know, I'll give you my list. I want to feel joyful. So how do I do that? I journal about that. How am I going to feel joyful? I write about it. I want to feel confident. How am I going to feel confident? I journal about that. I want to feel happy. How am I going to do that? I write about that. I want to feel fully present and engaged in the moment. How am I going to do that? I want to feel energized. How am I going to do that? I journal about that. And I want to feel positive in my relationships. How am I going to do that? So I just journal about each of those things. And that's what keeps me on my A game. It keeps me intentional. Okay. So that's category one, your emotions. Last 2 weeks, upcoming next months. Then I want you to journal about this next area, and that is your relationships. This is a great time to re-engage and reignite your relationships, as you already know. So what I want you to do, same thing. How have you been in your relationships, your most important loved ones' relationships over the last 2 weeks? How have you treated people? How have you showed up for them? How patient have you been? And notice it doesn't say, what did you get from them? Did they treat you right? Were they perfect? No, no. How did you behave? You're not in charge of their behavior. You're in charge of yours. Last 2 weeks, how did you engage your relationships? Was it aspirational and motivating and intimate and caring and compassionate as you wanted it to be? Then what I want you to do is look at the next upcoming 12 months and ask, okay, what relationship, how do I want my relationship to feel? How can I treat this person, respect this person, love this person, appreciate this person, pour on that energy onto them, this positive, not just through this next month, which will continue to be hard, but over the next year. Listen, don't take your eyes off the vision for the future. Don't do that. Just because we're in a crisis doesn't mean that you can't see how you're going to be behaving in October and November. Listen, the way you treat people right now is a formula. And that formula is the patterns of your past, the intentions that you have now, and the strength of your character. No one gets, listen, we can all have a bad day. We can all treat somebody poorly. We can all be in a, you know, snap and just be like overwhelmed and stressed. Yeah, yeah, that happens for everybody, the best of us too. Guess what? How you treat people over enduring, when you're talking about weeks and months and years, that's a choice, and that's a choice, and that is a choice. So journal about your relationships. How have you been in the last 2 weeks? How are you going to be? Okay, so we've talked about two categories you're journaling on. One, emotions. Number two, on relationships. Number three, on health. How are you going to maintain positive health and wellness? Many of you guys know I gave out my wellness masterclass to my entire global community, which is crazy, and thousands of you guys took it, which I'm pumped about. I want you to maintain phenomenal health over the next 12 months. And right now, I know how easy it is to turn to the bag of chips and the bottle of wines and the addictions. But listen, if you ever need health to be optimized, it's in times of uncertainty and chaos. It's in times in which you need to be on your A game. And if you haven't recognized it right now, you'd better be on your A game. Because listen, watch this metaphor. As things turn back on, as things turn back on, they go up. If your bad habits continue bringing you down and things go up, look at that chasm between the two. Like the arc goes up for the world, but your habits and mindset goes down, and now you have this huge chasm. That is why it's so important to be intentional about your health, your mindset, and your relationships right now. Because if you just, because you use the excuse of coronavirus for bad habits, which a lot of people are doing, then guess what? That chasm to catch back up as the world lifts, as you're on a downgrade, that's going to be super hard. So this is like an offensive, preemptive move to stay on your A game in your health. So if you've been really off your health this last month, like, listen, you can still go outside and take brisk walks. You can still go for a jog. You can still get on your bike and take a bike ride. You can still like do things. There's still, your floor is right there. You can still do push-ups and sit-ups, my friends. Oh, I don't know what to do. YouTube has a kerbillion videos on exactly what you can do working out from home. Don't tell me I don't know how to work out from home. That's like saying I don't know how to change a roll of toilet paper. Google it. Okay, so we're talking about categories you can journal on, but also these are nice spot checks for you too, aren't they? How are your emotions? How are your relationships? How are your health? Last big item I want you to journal on, purpose. Purpose. Think about that last week or two. Think about that last week or two. Have you been on track with your purpose, or did you throw it out the window? You know, have you just stopped thinking about your achievement and the future? What will make you feel fulfilled, connected, happy, joyous? Your purpose. Have you been deeply connected to your purpose or away from it? I've never been more connected to my purpose over the last 2 months. Never. My purpose is to serve you guys. So I've been here every single day in some form or another creating content. Now over 60 hours of content I've created for you all since the lockdown began. 60 hours of content. Why? Because it's part of my purpose to help people improve their lives and overcome struggle
and find that way to live a more high-performing, engaged, happy, fulfilling life. And that's what I'm trying to do with people, even in times of crisis. Because if your personal development doesn't matter now, it's never going to matter. That's what I keep telling people. I'm like, oh, if you don't get it now, I don't know what it's going to take for you in the future. Because this was the perfect critical point for us to really care about our personal development. Hello. So your purpose. How's your purpose been the last 2 weeks? Have you engaged with it? And what's it going to be the upcoming next months? What do you want it to be? What do you want it to feel like? That's what I want you to really engage in. So what have we done? We've covered four kind of categories for you to spot check yourself on right now. Just take an inventory of the last 2 weeks on, but also to journal about, to project about. What do you want it to be? What do you want it to feel like? Your dreams didn't need to stop because of a lockdown at all. Like, yes, they could be limited, but you could find 15 minutes a day. You can find 30 minutes a day. Did you know 15 minutes a day adds to, over a course of like 60 days, that's over 15 hours. Think about that. You had 15 hours, 30 hours here and there that you could be finding throughout this chaos. Everybody can. That's what's important. So what do you got to do? You got to journal on these topics: emotions, relationships, health, and purpose. How do you do it? You get a pen and a piece of paper. You write down each category. Emotions. Then say, the way I've felt the last 2 weeks are, the way I'd like to feel the next 2 months and 12 months are, the way that I could feel that is, what would make me feel happy about this area of my life is, things I can do every day to move forward to that is, and you just write. Same thing with your relationships. How have my relationships been the last 2 weeks? What have I brought to the relationships? How have I felt about them? What could be improved? What can I do? And you just write. There's no right answer about journaling. The main thing is you sit and you write. People always ask, how long should I journal for? I'm like, you got to journal for 15 minutes. I just believe like accessing deeper thinking is super hard in 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And I understand there's popularity in doing things quickly. I only have 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there. But that's what ordinary, everyday, common answers are, is to do the minimal amount. No, no, no. High performers don't do the minimal amount. They care about world class. They care about depth. Don't you wish more people around the world would be thinking deeply right now? I do. I think people haven't been thinking deeply at all. I think they've been thinking scarcity, uncertainty, fear. I think they've been thinking a lot about doubt. I think they've been thinking a lot about news. I don't think a lot of people have thought deeply about their life philosophy and how they're going to contribute, give, serve, and grow through this time and the coming months. Because sometimes in survival mode, you go into a fixated, short-term, myopic mindset. And by the way, that's not a judgment. That's human behavior. But beyond human behavior and nature can be this thing called consciousness and intention, in which we rise above our impulses. Listen, my impulses have been, I'd love to sit down and watch television all day, but I don't. I would love to eat terrible food all day. I don't. I would love to be a jerk and think I'm the best. I don't. Because consciousness and deep thinking about life makes us realize how silly ego is, how silly bad habits and negative thinking are, and it makes us want to live an extraordinary quality of life. That's why you guys are here. That's why you're here. It's about living an extraordinary quality of life. You can still do that. You can still do that. How do you do that? You're going to have to think more deeply about it. That means for some of you, please, if you are not yet listening to my podcast, if you've really struggled this last 4 weeks, 6 weeks, please go listen to every episode on the Brendan Show podcast. Go download everyone that says Striving in Chaos. I've done a whole season for you guys here on the Brendan Show podcast. A whole season just on how to deal with this chaos and this uncertainty. And today I'm giving you this journal idea to knock out four different categories: emotions, relationships, health, and purpose. I know that's not mind-boggling categories, Brendan. Wow. No. What's mind-boggling and life-changing about it is you writing about it, you doing the work. It's not about just hearing an idea. It's about sitting, writing, thinking, contemplating differently, and setting new intentions and goals to be a better human. And I know you can do that. That's why you're in my community. We call this community HPX, which stands for the High Performance Experience, because it is my belief that there's another level of experience in life that is more engaged, more joyous, more vibrant, more connected, more meaningful than just showing up and ho-humming through the world. And right now, there are some people who are really doing an extraordinary job of demanding more of themselves when it's hard. It's hard to demand more of yourself. It's hard to be disciplined. It's hard to have a lot of intention. It's hard to stay positive when the whole world conspires for you to be angry and outraged all the time. But look at that smile on that face. And I know I can see the smile on your guys' faces right now. You can live an extraordinary quality of life. Don't fool yourself. Don't get scared about the uncertainty, because you've faced uncertainty. You've faced chaos before. So here's the tell. Here's what I'm telling everybody right now. May is coming up this next month. Have you set any goals for May? Or did you throw out your goals once the crisis hit? You can still set goals. You can still work hard. You can still achieve. You can still move forward. You can still deepen relationships, take care of your health. Personal development matters now more than ever. I'm going to say it 50 different times. Personal development matters more than ever, my friends, more than ever. So you got to do everything you can opt to do to optimize your health and wellness to move forward. Many of you guys know right now, if you think I'm fired up for a Sunday morning, it's true. I'm going to show you guys something. Hold on. You see this? That's how I optimized myself this morning. You see that? It's called HPX Organic Boost. It's finally up on Amazon. HPX Organic Boost. This is my secret. This is like one of the things that I've been doing every day. It's a drink powder. It's a drink mix. So you tear it open. You pour it in water. It has this unbelievable beet and berry flavor that you will love. But there's no natural flavors. There's no any of that. It's gluten-free. It's vegan. It's non-GMO. It's certified 100% organic ingredients with no preservatives. It's the only product like that on the market. And it took me 3 years to formulate with some of the smartest friggin' nutritional advisors I've ever worked with in my life. It dissolves instantaneously. It tastes amazing. It's called HPX Boost, B-O-O-S-T, HPX Boost. And this is like a pre-workout or an afternoon pick-me-up energizer, but I did cheat today. I had it before this broadcast. Now, what's in it? It's got organic beetroot. It's got organic goji berry, organic coconut water. So right off the bat, we've got minerals and electrolytes for you. Then we added adaptogens, maca root, eleuthero, and schisandra and rhodiola. That turns your brain on. That sparks you alive. And then we added a clean caffeine, 100% organic caffeine from organic green tea, 60 milligrams of that. So less than a cup of coffee, right? It's right between a cup of green tea and a cup of coffee. That's how much green caffeine is in Organic Boost. It tastes amazing. It's called HPX Organic Boost. I took it before this. Why am I sharing with that? Because I'm doing everything I can to optimize my health and to serve at the highest levels, but healthy. Notice this isn't a friggin', it's not a Diet Coke, people. It's not the syrupy, crappy pre-workout stuff that tastes like crap that, you know, is chemically. It's 100% organic. It's the only product in the world like this. It tastes amazing, actually. How does it taste amazing? We put organic monk fruit in it to give it a little bit of sweetness. And so it's got this amazing beet berry flavor that is just like, it will blow your mind. How does it have that flavor? Because we have beetroot in it. We have 1,000 milligrams of beetroot, so gram. And then we have schisandra berry in it. And so those two have a little bit of that earthy bitterness. And then we sweeten it with organic monk fruit. You are going to freak it out. It's only on Amazon right now and only in the US so far. We just are rolling it out. I'm actually announcing it in May. So why did I bring this up? Because I told you, have your May goals. I'm still launching new products and programs in this next month. That's where I'm sharing this with you. You can buy HPX Boost, Organic Boost, on Amazon right now. Just type on HPX Boost, B-O-O-S-T. We just put it on there, so you might have to search for it. It's on Amazon. Now, here's the deal. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I shared two things on my health and on my purpose. My health, I'm doing everything that I can to optimize the health. eating well, working out well, caring for my mindset, sleeping well, right? That whole meditation, exercise, diet, sleep thing, locking that down. But also what's important to me right now is purpose. Purpose, my friends. So in May, I really want you to journal about this today. What is something that you're going to do that is new or a new goal that you're going to strive for in May? Let's not stop our goals or our vision for the next months because of this lockdown and crisis. Still, I am launching a whole new supplement line next month. No problem. We kept working through on it. It's a three-year project, 3 years of research and development. I wasn't going to not do it just because there's a crisis. There's always a crisis. There's always a crisis. So you keep moving forward. So I hope today's session helped you find a little bit of energy, find a little motivation, find a little bit of drive. You can still achieve and live an extraordinary quality of life, my friends. If you don't believe that, start journaling. Start retapping into that inherent nature in you that does want more, that wants to give more, serve more, feel more, love more. There's something in you. There's something in you that knows that uncommon efforts right now will lead to uncommon results and grace. There's something in your heart and your soul that knows showing up well for your family right now matters. There's something in your heart and the soul that knows showing up well for yourself right now is the development of character and will give you uncommon motivation. My friends, we don't have to stop seeking an extraordinary quality of life just because we're locked down. I keep saying it. I'm locked down, but fired up. Hashtag lockdown, fired up. Let's live an extraordinary quality of life. Thank you for being here with me today. I love you all. Please, if you want the audio of this or you'd love to share this with all your friends and family, please do that here on Instagram or grab the audio over at the Brendan Show podcast. And my last, 8 or 9 Striving in Chaos episodes are up on the Brendan Show podcast anywhere you listen to your podcasts. I wish you and your family blessings for this beautiful Sunday. I'm deeply grateful for you, and that's why I keep showing up for you. Lockdown, fired up. Love you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community.
which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in. I've got paying members coming in. I've got all these different products or courses or programs. And they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.